Good morning. John chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. What a summary. Despite our actions and their consequences, Jesus loves you to the end. The Holy Spirit gives us a theme of Jesus' Lenten passion. He shows us that we should not merely press ashes to our forehead in symbolic repentance, but press them on our heart in real inner repentance. Jesus loved us to the end. But from this transcendent love of our Lord, this chapter cascades into the degradation of the disciples, arguing about who's the greatest, who should get the seat of honor, for shame. And yet how often doesn't it happen with us? Jesus desires to draw closer through his grace and truth. But we're thinking about playing games, fooling around, or that at least I'm not as bad as so-and-so. I'm not proud like him or her. I deserve honor. Or, why should I give up more of my time for Lenten services I don't need? Yes, too often the for shame is on us. We're concerned about claiming a throne instead of a towel. The moment our faith is not drawing oxygen, nutrition, life from Jesus' cross, we are a spiritual skeleton bleached on the beach. Here's life. Jesus loved you to the end, even on his knees. Think how this hurts Jesus. These expectant VIPs all wanted one of the others to do that washing of the feet. Everyone expected that someone would do it. Someone wanted anyone to do it. But the only someone who did it was Jesus, the King. Isn't the for shame again on us? How often don't we want somebody else to be doing what we want, or resent that we're expected to do what they want, or resent even more that we have to clean up their mess? Jesus, the King, is the only someone who did it. And notice how in a fourfold manner the Holy Spirit draws attention to the transcendent glory of this love. He points out to us that Jesus was fully aware of his own eternal divine glory, of the cross that was looming before him, that all 12 would turn away from him that night, and that Judas was going to sell him out. And yet he didn't rant and rave at them or give up on them as failures. Rather, he kneels before them, us, and washes our feet, and then gets up to go to the cross. Yes, here is love. Jesus loved you to the end, even on his knees. Silent shame. It must have filled the disciples at Jesus' profound condensation, making even their breathing a roaring accusation, hearing the echo of their words of contention, Peter blurts out, "Lord, I am the sinner, and will you wash my feet?" But it's false humility. False humility that objects because it made him, makes me look bad. The false humility that assumes that, well, I don't need Jesus to wash my feet. But graphically, Jesus describes his world as a dirty barn stall. Through his cross, he has washed you clean from all of your sins. But we cannot walk in the dirty barn stall of this world without getting our feet dirty. God will not receive us covered with any sin. He will not receive us on the basis of our own washing, but only through being washed daily in that blood of Christ. And so the ashes of repentance cry, "Lord, you wash my feet." Seize his promise. Your sin is washed away. And take up that never to be forgotten example of living his love. Yes, in the labor of love that willingly does even what nobody wants to do. Here is what awakens love. Jesus loved you to the end, even on his knees. 5 times, Jesus called Judas back to his love that night. Many times he warned the disciples that they were about to deny him. And yet, none of them joined Jesus on his knees, embracing the Father's love. We are so self-indulgent. We don't want to discipline ourselves. We are so impatient. We want a different tomorrow than the Father's will, bearing a cross, as Jesus foretells. But behold how Jesus embraces the Father's will, even going to the cross for you and me. Here, he shares his triumph. Your sins are forgiven. Your souls redeemed. And warns us lest we lose its golden crown. Jesus loves you to the end, even on his knees. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 151, 151, stanzas 1 and 7.